And what's Thanksgiving without sports? Famously, of course, it's football, but how can we ignore baseball and the Red Sox stunning pre-holiday shopping spree?
I know you can't ignore baseball.
All right, Bill, settle down now. I need to introduce you. So that's Bill Littlefield, of course, host of NPR's Only a Game, who joins us every Wednesday to talk about sports. Now you can talk.
Hello, Bill. Anthony.
Hello, good to see you.
Yes, it's good to be here.
First up, Bill, the Red Sox. They're on a bit of a shopping spree, which is a nice change because last year they didn't do much. On Tuesday alone, they picked up Pablo Sandoval to play third base and left fielder or shortstop Hanley Ramirez. Here's Ramirez speaking at Fenway on Tuesday.
I got this guy to the economy. I don't know if you guys know him. His name is Dustin Pedroia. Called me and he just said, you know, congratulations and get everything together. I got two rings. You don't got anyone, and I got one some more, you know, and those little things, you know, that's pump you up.
So, Bill, for a long time, the Red Sox had embraced this idea. We won't pay big bucks for past performance, get locked into long-term contracts. Are we seeing something? Are we seeing a change here?
I think we are seeing a change, and good on the owner for spending a lot of money and bringing a lot of big names to Boston. I just don't ever want to hear anybody in the Boston organization ever again call New York the evil empire for buying championships, because, boy, we are up there with this current spending spree.
Yeah, and of course, there's still John Lester is out there. There's a lot of hope that the Red Sox are going to figure out how to bring him back. That would be more money. What does that look like to you?
Well, I don't think anybody knows what it looks like. As you and I discussed not too long ago, Dan Shaughnessy had assured us that there was no way that John Lester would come back to Boston. Somebody was bound to outbid the Red Sox for his services. But based on what the Red Sox have been spending over the last week or so, I'm not sure that's true anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of Dan Shaughnessy, he wrote in the Globe approvingly, saying that last year, watching Sox prospects struggle in the bigs last summer was like internet dating. Everybody's resume seemed great until they showed up and you actually saw them.
What an exceptionally insensitive way to talk about this. But never mind, moving along.
Well, moving along, the idea is big moneyed players can just as easily end up disappointing you as well.
Oh, absolutely. A rookie can disappoint you, and a big money player can suddenly grow old and disappoint you. But that's the game that these guys play at this level, and it's good to see that at least the Red Sox are in the game.
Yeah, and it's fun to be talking about baseball with the snow coming down
absolutely
a day before
right.
Thanksgiving. All right. Well, with that, let's move on and talk about the New England Revolution. They had a great game last weekend, beating the New York Red Bulls in the first game of the conference finals. That means that they have a good chance to advance to the MLS championship game, right?
They have an excellent chance, and one of the consequences of the first game was that Bradley Wright Phillips, who plays for New York, got himself disqualified for the second game by picking up a yellow card. He said afterwards, "I didn't know that rule," which is a little bit hard to believe, but it was unhappily a yellow card-filled game, but the Revs did come out on top, and I think there's every reason to think they will advance to the championship game.
Yeah, speaking of that, one report called it a yellow card giveaway. 29 fouls called. Many more probably should have been called. I guess we'll expect more of that kind of rough play.
I hope not. I hope we see fewer fouls, and I hope that the referees let the players play and the players earn the opportunity to do that by playing clean.
All right. Well, nuclear engineering and aeronautics classes by day, only 2 hours of gridiron drills at night, such is the life of an MIT football player. Historically, the players have had much more to show for the studying, but that's not the case with the MIT football team this year, right?
I have heard there will be NFL scouts on the sideline the next time MIT takes the field. That may be a slight exaggeration, but who knows? It could happen. They haven't lost any games this year.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is they're undefeated through the first round of the NCAA finals, and this is a pretty rare thing for MIT football players, right?
I think the rarity is clear, because when was the last time you and I talked about MIT football? And yes, the next victim will be Wesley College, and I can only sort of send my condolences their way.
All right, well, here are a few numbers about these guys. 5 future rocket scientists, 17 high school valedictorians. They're 9-0 this season, and the last number is 1881. That's the year that MIT launched its football team, and the last year they were undefeated when they went 3-0. So, Bill, you always talk about rooting for the good story. This is a pretty good story.
Oh, this is a fantastic story. It's a wonderful story. And it's been a great year for college football in the area. Yale almost managed to derail Harvard at the last minute last weekend, and then Harvard prevailed. So it's been a great year for college football across the river.
All right. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Bill, as always, thank you and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and same to you, Anthony.
And stay with us. Still ahead, actors Blair Underwood and Vanessa Williams on stage in Boston in The Trip to Bountiful with Cicely Tyson. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.